Rich on?
Rich, are you on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, beautiful.
Yeah, Rich, we've got everyone that said they were going to be on.
Okay, perfect. Rich, I sent you an email last night. I don't know if you got it.
I got it. I appreciate it.
Okay,
Thank you.
No worries. All right, so let me hit this record, and then we can get started. I'm going to do a record on the verbal and the transcript. So let me click that, and then we can start recording there. And then let's see. Let everyone know that's cool. Yeah. Transcribe. Okay, I guess it does it both. All right, beautiful. All right, so welcome you all. Welcome to committee. I wanted to pull you all together for today's meeting to go over a first right of refusal for two train station concession locations in which have come to us for first right of refusal. Before I start, I am going to take an attendance, so I will start with the committee and then follow with the administration. So with the committee, Chairman Keith Haley, are you present?
Here.
Vice Chairman Rich Braccia?
Here.
Haran Pajambi?
Here.
Dave Pelagi?
Here.
Sophie Ramirez? Angel Torres? Brandy Altagat?
Here.
And alternate Shelley McDermott?
Here.
All right, beautiful. And for administration, myself, Tyrell Sampson, Program Supervisor, Lisa Drew?
Here.
And Prue Chapman?
Here.
All right, perfect. All right, so we can go right into the agenda. The very first location up for discussion is the Wilton Train Station concession. That's located at 7 Station Road in Wilton, Connecticut. They reached out to us regarding our first right opportunity. And with doing the site survey, the very first thing we noticed was the need to not only outfit the location, but there was some constructional needs in which were relayed to us as the request that they would like us to perform should we have interest of utilizing our first right. As a reminder for some who may know this and some who don't, what we cannot do with our program dollars is do any preparations in the sense of construction for readiness of taking over a concession. So we can essentially, you know, add in electricity, 220 volt if we're, you know, trying to add commercial equipment in a place, but we're not in the position or in the allowance, I should say, to do any demoing or any reconstruction of said property. That will always be, for us to accept the location, the responsibility of the hosting agency, or in this case, concessionaire town, the municipality. So that was already a major red flag. But followed by that, this is a very small location in which, when doing the site survey, we realized there was just no space for this coffee concession in which they're looking for. So we would have to outfit that, which isn't a problem. But Wilton is a very small train station. There was observed to have been maybe 125 cars in the parking lot. Sounds like a lot, but it, you know, again, when you're talking train stations, you have this mass group of people that are utilizing the train stations during the week. In a very short window. That window, I believe, was from 5:30 to 10:30, in which they were looking to have a concessionaire at a concession stand. Most transportation and travel is usually around that period. Now, it's actually more like 5:30 to 8. By 10, you should be at your desk or your destination when it's used for work travel. So there's a very small window. Prior operator was many, many years ago. They didn't have any. It's been vacant for quite a while. And, you know, now they're kind of seeking a replacement. With the information, which was very, very limited because the operator was such a time ago, it doesn't appeal as a viable opportunity. But following that, it wouldn't be something we would be able to take on with the current request of you know, doing any constructual needs to get this location up and operating. So with that being said, I usually will just say, you know, push it back to you guys to say what's your thoughts, but in this case, this is more like it's really not even an option unless they change their thought process in finishing the construction and then coming back to us. And, you know, certainly it becomes a first right of refusal that we could reconsider. But outside of just the fact that it's small and it doesn't appear to be viable, I think we would still stand on that case of it not being an ideal location at this time for the program. However, I do want to push it back to you guys for your thoughts, comments, and vote.
Would there, as normal, even if we do waive this, even if there's no vending there now, we should probably retain our rights to vending just in case something ever comes up there.
Yes, absolutely. All locations, just as an FYI, any location in which we ever look to waive, it's just standard language in the waiver letter that we will retain any vending that's currently in place or for future needs. So that will always, you know, protect us or cover us in our allowance for vending.
Right. Perfect. Anyone have any thoughts on this location?
When do they expect to be up and running?
Quickly. They anticipate that, and that's the reason why. And that's another thing I kind of want to just briefly touch on. I don't want you guys to think that I'm going to come to you guys every time someone, you know, in the middle of an odd month between our quarterly meetings seeks first right approval, because that was something that was always a pet peeve of ours, Brian's, Ed's, to, you know, kind of call these meetings. But the only reason why I called this meeting was because of the fact that both locations, I'm just going to, for lack of a better term, did not realize that they had to come to us, or maybe the administration who's in place now just wasn't familiar with our first right. So they got word through DOT because they were looking quickly to try to solicit this opportunity as a public option. So outside of that, I would not have called this meeting. I would have just waited for December. So to answer your question, Shelley, they're looking to hear from us right away so they can go out on RFP.
Oh, okay. Well, based on what we've already heard, it doesn't sound like it's a location we actually could take. So if somebody has any thoughts on the other side of that, we'll hear them. Otherwise, if somebody from the committee wants to make a motion to waive the location, I'd entertain it.
I, Shelley, vote that we waive this location, and as Tyra said, it's customary that we retain our vending rights whenever possible at this location.
Can I get a second?
Dave Pelagi, I'll second it.
All right. Motion made by Shelley, seconded by Dave, to waive the location and retain our rights to vending. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say no. Any abstention? And the motion carries.
Yeah, perfect. Next, location for discussion is Fairfield Train Station Concession. This one's located at 61 Constant Comet Way in Fairfield. We spoke with, or Eileen Floor, the director of Fairfield Parking Authority, reached out to our agency. We do have communications with Eileen in regards to vending on and off. We have plenty of vending in the Fairfield area. And so she was unfamiliar with our first right or the concession stand. So she reached out, and this again was another one. And we appreciate DOT, Craig Bordier. He's done a terrific job with, you know, acknowledging our first right. So I do appreciate that from DOT when municipalities, you know, look for concessionaire replacements, that, you know, we do have other sister agencies who, you know, like, for a better word, protect our first right. So I am always appreciative for that. So Craig acknowledged to Eileen that, you know, they must come through has to be for first right. This situation, to be honest with you, is probably a little worse than Wilton. So Fairfield Trade Station concession had a concessionaire there probably up to 2 to 3 years ago. Kind of ran it down to a skeleton operation and then abruptly left. So Fairfield's looking to resume the concession. However, apparently a pipe broke underground in the concession stand, so they had to dig up the ground in the concession stand, but they didn't quite put it back together. So another one of these situations in which the town is looking for the vendor to come in and structurally complete the repairs of this concession stand. In addition, they are looking for a monthly fee of $600 plus utilities and a very small window of business opportunity, day to day when we talk about train station concession stands. You know, you're looking at, again, at that 5 to 10 window Monday through Friday and possibly obviously some weekend action, but for the most part, very small window for business. So Fairfield's looking for not just coffee, but they're trying to, they want whatever concessionaire to kind of provide a top quality, breakfast option in the morning. In my eyes, kind of unrealistic, based off of the traffic. Not many people leave out of Fairfield train station, believe it or not, going into the city. I mean, you get some traffic, but she did, Eileen, the director did state that they're witnessing about half the travel pre-COVID, so there's still a significant loss of people utilizing the train into the city. Telework still remains a big part of people's day-to-day work responsibilities. So with that being said, the fact that we are not in a position to complete a construction task in addition doesn't appear to be viable. That's why I think the previous owner kind of ran down to a skeleton operation when there was normal train occupancy tells me that this will be a struggle moving forward. So with that, I do present it back to you all for thoughts, comments, and a vote.
Yeah, the other thing about the not much foot traffic is what maybe people have been hearing in the news about commuter trains. They're getting rid of like 20 some odd trains. So
yes,
there's not going to be any trains going through there, despite the amount of people. So that would probably affect anything that would be done. So similar to the other location, with the fact that we'd have to do renovations that really pertain to our program. If anyone has any thoughts, please. Taking this location, we'd entertain that. If not, I'd entertain a motion to leave the location. Can I raise the vendor?
Yes.
Someone make that motion.
I, Brandy, make a motion to waive this location, but keep the rights to vending.
Perfect. Can I get a second on that?
Yeah, Rich will second it.
All right, a motion by Brandy, seconded by Rich to leave this location and can reach the vending without further discussion. And all those in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any opposed, say no. Any abstentions? Then the motion carries.
Perfect. All right, so that completes those votes. So now we're just in adjournment. So if you guys can close it out, we will be good, and we'll talk in December.
Sounds good. And that date, I don't have it handy, but
I think
it's the first week.
Yeah.
I think the first week of December. But committee, as you know, I'll always alert you the week of or something, just as a reminder. So that said, if somebody wants to make a motion to adjourn.
Dave Pelagi, I make a motion and we adjourn.
All right. Can I get a second on that?
I shall be second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Shelley to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, say no. Any abstentions? Then the motion carries. Thanks, guys. We will see you in December.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.